This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a feisty President Joe Biden used his State of the Union address Thursday night to draw a contrast with Donald Trump.
It was the Biden backers say has been lacking. The one in the House chamber spoke for more than an hour with energy and vigor, never mentioning Trump by name, but referencing his predecessor more than a dozen times, saying Trump's vision of America is about resentment and revenge, while his own is about optimism. The scrappy tone was aimed at easing doubts over his age and showing that even at 81, he's up to the job now and for another 4 years.
In the Republican response to the President's State of the Union address, Senator Katie Britt said the President's lack of oversight over the Chinese Communist Party is disappointing.
China is buying up our farmland, spying on our military installations, and spreading propaganda through the likes of TikTok. You see, the CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America.
Hong Kong on Friday unveiled a proposed law that threatens life imprisonment for residents who endanger national security, deepening worries about erosion of the city's freedoms 4 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out public dissent. Hong Kong leader John Lee has urged legislators to push the national security law through at full speed, and lawmakers are set to begin debate on it Friday afternoon. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain says it will provide 10,000 drones to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Britain says it's providing 10,000 drones to arm Ukraine in its fight against Russia. UK Defense Secretary Grant Shapps made the announcement Thursday during a visit with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. The investment includes £125 million of new funding on top of £200 million previously committed for drones. The weaponry will include 1,000 one-way attack or kamikaze drones and models that target ships. Ukrainian sea drones reportedly sank another Russian warship in the Black Sea this week, the latest in a series of strikes that has crippled Moscow's naval capability. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Mike Hempen now reports on an Army soldier linked to sensitive documents.
An Army soldier is accused of selling sensitive military information. Justice Department officials say Corbin Schultz is accused in a six-count indictment on charges that include conspiring to obtain and disclose military defense information and bribery of a public official. Schultz was arrested at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, after the indictment was released Thursday. He's accused of disclosing various documents, photographs, and other national defense materials since June of 2022. Schultz had top-secret security clearance. He allegedly conspired with a foreign national and received at least 14 payments totaling $42,000. I'm Mike Hempen.
Protesters clashed with police in Manila on Friday as nearly 1,000 women marched through the Philippines capital on International Women's Day, calling for an end to sexual harassment in the country. Some of the protesters removed their bras and brandished them in an act of defiance against the oppression they feel in the country. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. recently acknowledged the problems faced by women, saying in a statement released by his office, within our relentless pursuit of progress, we must confront the inequalities and disparities that still persist. Haiti's main airport closed Thursday after an attack by armed gangs. According to the port operator, the government has extended a state of emergency and nighttime curfew as gang violence continued to escalate in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The U.S. has sent a security team to protect the U.S. Embassy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with the Prime Minister Ariel Henry on Thursday, urging him to speed up a transition to a new government. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.